gully washer or a trash mover or...
I've heard those expressions, yes.
Toad strangler.
Yeah.
Which ones are...
Well, sometimes people say a trash mover or gully washer.
Have you heard a toad strangler?
Yes, I've heard a toad strangler.
All right. And if the you have thunder and lightning, you call that a...
electric storm.
And say the wind really...
blowed hard.
I didn't think the wind could
blow so hard.
But it
sure did.
All right. And if the wind's coming from the direction direction of Newport, you'd say the wind's coming from
southwest.
All right. And if the wind's coming from the direction Morristown, you'd say it's coming from
west.
And it's coming from direction of Asheville, let's say.
From southwest, southeast.
Okay. And when it begins to rain, if you just have a very little bit, you know, just barely.
Just a drizzle.
And then a little harder than that would be a
shower.
And then it would be a
just a general rain.
Right. And then the stuff, but you know, like you see this, you might get up one morning and look out and you can't even see across the road. And say there's
fog.
Sure, and say it's really a
foggy morning.
All right. And if it doesn't rain for about a couple of weeks, you know, you'd say we're having a
drought or a dry spell.
What's the difference between a drought and a dry spell? Is there?
Yeah, I'd say there's some difference. A drought, you know, it lasts longer than just a dry spell, more than likely.
Could you say that the drought was the one that affected the crops?
Yes.
And that a dry spell might not, that the crops still make out all right, if you're okay?
That would be the difference.
And if the wind hadn't been blowing and then suddenly it begins, you might look out and say, hey, I think the wind is...
getting up.
All right, and after it's been blowing very hard, you say, well, I think it's finally...
blowing hard.
And then it starts to...
delay.
Okay.
The terms you...
the term laying, or the term the wind lays when it's...
ceasing to...
Okay. And you'd say, we had a... you know, you went out this morning, you'd say, this morning it was pretty...
pretty cool.
Yeah, but it wasn't, if you looked out one morning and you saw white stuff on the, it hadn't snowed, but you saw that white stuff on the ground, you say, well, we had a...
snow.
It hadn't snowed, though. It was just...
oh, frost.
Yeah.
Yeah, frost.
Mm-hmm. And you say the temperature dropped way down. It dropped down to...
30.
Say it dropped 30 degrees more. You say it dropped all the way down to...
zero.
Yeah. Did it ever get that cold here?
Yeah. I have noticed 16 below here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it got that cold.
Yes, sure it is.
Let's say, and then the water on the creek
froze over.
And say it, now, what if it just was a little bit? You know, it had barely.
Just the mush ice.
And you'd say if it gets much colder, though, you have that mush ice. And you say if it gets much colder, the water in that pond is going to
freeze over.
And it has solid. It has
froze solid.
Yeah. And the that takes care of just about everything. I just want to see what I've talking about smoking cigarettes. You say I don't smoke, but he
does.
And I'd say, did you see him today? You say, no, I
never seen him.
Yeah, today I have.
I haven't seen him today.
Okay. And if, say, a person used to be very careful about his appearance and so forth, you know, you'd say he really used to do that, be very...